When it comes to flying your drone, trial and error is not a strategy. It's insanity. Insanity. So get your drone questions answered by the experts so you can save time and money by lowering your learning curve. And now your hosts, Rob Burdick and Paul Aitken.
Hey everyone, and happy Saturday, coming to you on an unusual basis, as your friends at Ask Drone U. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and thanks for making me get up early on Saturday, Paul.
It's Friday, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Let's be real here.
I don't want to be real.
Yeah, we are coming to you this weekend because, as you know, it is Super Bowl Sunday.
It's very exciting, Paul.
It seems like your energy level is needing
I'm
coffee.
Sorry, okay. I'm back. Okay.
This Sunday. It's actually a pretty big deal, Rob. Why is it a big deal?
It is a big deal. Well, I don't know, because it's a Super Bowl. What do you mean, why is it a big deal? Tell me why it's a big deal.
Well, is it the commercials? Is it the cheerleaders?
Depends on who you are.
Is it the football itself?
The football itself? Don't they use about 100 of them?
I'm not going to lie. Last year and the year before that, the only thing I watched about the Super Bowl were the commercials.
Really? No, I actually enjoy the Super Bowl. I think it's fun. And frankly, I'm not anti-Super Bowl party. They're fun, but I want to watch the game, to be honest with
you. Yeah. I think what I'm going to do is lounge at home, make enormous amounts of food, kick back, have a beer, and enjoy the peacefulness of being at home.
And just watch the game.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And the commercials. You can see, so sometimes at a party or something, they'll actually mute the commercials. Well, that's just dumb.
Yeah,
you don't mute the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, it's the only commercials you don't mute.
Yeah,
Super
probably.
Bowl commercials.
That's probably right.
But if you are living in the California or Bay Area, that you know that because of the Super Bowl, there are now multiple TFRs in your area. What does that mean, Rob?
Well, that means there are flight restrictions that you need to be aware of.
That's right. TFR, temporary flight restriction. Now, there's two specifically on Sunday that you need to be aware of. Now, most articles are like, oh, there's a 32-mile TFR, blah. That's because of the airport. There's actually a two-nautical mile TFR around the stadium itself that's already inside a 32-nautical mile continuance of a TFR. So it's also Class Bravo airspace of the San Francisco airport, so it's somewhere you probably don't want to fly anyway, right, Rob?
Yeah, I think that's the main point that I'm taking away from this is just leave your drone at home.
Leave your drone at home. It's funny, even the FAA even made an inspirational Friday Night Lights video.
Inspirational?
I'm sorry.
I guess it kind of looks like that, huh?
That was the wrong word to use. It could have been a little more cinematic. Maybe we should get some cinematographers over there to help them out.
Maybe they should join Drone U.
That would be the day. Anyway, guys, we just wanted to come on the air and let you know it's a no-drone zone. I'm sure most of you know. In fact, I'm sure 80% of you know. But for the small fraction of people who don't know, don't bring your drone.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know how many people that actually live in that area are listeners, but if nothing else, it's interesting to be aware of. It's something that we've talked about in the past, and so here it is, the Super Bowl. It's clearly something that we can talk about and make people know about. So
definitely. Well, I'm excited for the Super Bowl. Who's going to win it, Rob?
Well, I'm going to ask you first. You tell me, what's your prediction?
I got the Broncos.
You got the Broncos.
By three.
Can you tell me why?
A hunch.
Okay, a hunch is good.
I'm taking two different strategies here. I'm not an expert, and the experts are wrong.
I'm going to just venture a guess.
Go ahead.
That you probably haven't watched much football this season.
What gives you that idea?
Well, and I think that's great. It's probably because you're out flying or you're out doing things that you'd consider more fun. You'd rather be outside doing stuff.
I would much rather be outside. I love football. I played football in high school, but only for 2 years, and then I just played lacrosse full-time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fall ball, barn ball was in the wintertime. We were barn ball champions in 2006, Rob.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Who has the trophy?
It's at my dad's house.
Nice, okay. As long as you got one. Glad
that
to hear
was
it.
That was a fun time. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Broncos are going to win. I think they're going to pull it out. I know Cam Newton is trying to make a point, but so is the Broncos quarterback.
So is the captain?
Manning.
Is that what they call Manning? The captain, I think? Something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just see them. I see them as a tougher, more resilient, experienced team.
Hmm.
And okay, so if we go with strategy of most experts are wrong according to Super Forecasters, what I'm hearing is Cam Newton pulls it off in the fourth quarter by like 6 points.
Oh, really?
And that's what I've read so far. So. Okay. I know that there are many different predictions and whatnot, but so if that prediction is wrong, according to Super Forecasters, and I have a hunch that says the Broncos are going to win, I'll bet you $5. How about that?
Well.
And then we'll see on Monday on Periscope who gets the $5.
Here's the thing. I'm really torn on this.
Well, you got to pick a side, Rob.
I will.
You know, decision making is one of those things. You got to be decisive.
Decision making 101.
Yeah,
picking the Super Bowl.
Decision making.
Yeah, no. So I think if I had to pick, and apparently I do, I would pick Carolina, but just by a hair. And that is just because they're on such a roll, and that Cam Newton character, he pretty much seems unstoppable.
Okay, so you're going to bet $5 that the Panthers win, and I'm going to bet $5 that the Broncos win.
Let's do it.
Deal.
Shake.
Sounds good.
But here's the thing. I want, forgive us, forgive me, all you Carolina Panther fans, I want the Broncos to win.
Yeah.
I would really like to see Manning. I mean, he's a good guy. Come on. Is there anybody that doesn't like Manning? So I would like to see him ride off into the sunset with a Super Bowl victory.
That would be pretty cool.
I really would. And here's the other thing. Generally speaking, when you've got number one defense against number one offense, defense has the upper hand.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That's what we've got in the Super Bowl.
Woo, woo, woo. Guess we're going to find out.
I guess we are.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you on Monday. Thank you all for listening. Again, be sure not to bring your drone within about 30 nautical miles of the SFO area. And I'm sure most of you knew that. But anyway, we just had to let everyone know. That's going to do it for us today. And we'll see you next week. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. Be sure to tune in next time to your personal experts for answering your drone questions, Rob Burdick and Paul Aiken, so you can keep lowering your learning curve and save time and money. Time and money.